Blog Talk Radio. And the collective wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of KateLovingSchenck.com, author of the Prayer Prescription Series and creator of Uprooting Our Fear of Death, Bringing It Out of the Closet. My guest today is Gregory Bondi, who is a wonderful tarot card reading. I recently had a reading that really, really blew my socks off, and I often think about it. So I will bring him right on, and I'm very excited. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, Kate. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's just great to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too.
Before we go too much further, let us know what is your website so people can get in touch with you there, and how and
okay.
however else you want them to get in touch with you.
No, my website is perfect. It's www.fireandemptiness.com.
And how did you come upon that name?
Oh, well, I mean, so much of what intrigues me and what has been moving me over the past couple years is a pursuit of sitting in silence and being in the emptiness as much as possible. And fire for me is really the journey of spirit and the impulse and the desire that moves us all. And And so it's that light within the emptiness, our own journeys within the emptiness. So it's really a combination of those two things and a pathway, really just a kind of an expression of those two paths and how important they are in our lives.
And that's www.fireandemptiness.com?
Yes, that's
right,
Kate.
All right, there it is. I put it in the chat room for all of those who may be showing up there. But we have a whole switchboard full of people who have been waiting patiently for at least the last 5 minutes. So let me see who's been waiting the longest. Okay, now as per agreement, I have my tarot cards here, and
okay.
I have had them on a pyramid with a crystal on top. So they are very, very charged up.
Okay, great.
All right, okay. So
maybe we want to mention real quick that we were going to do something a little bit different today,
whereas Kate
is actually going to pull the cards. I like to stay as impartial as possible when I'm working with people. So Kate is going to be the happy medium and drawing cards for us, so I'm really appreciative.
Wonderful. So I have 512 area code. Welcome.
Hi, this is Nancy calling.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hey there. I have a different question for today. I have hired someone to help me do a book cover and design the interior of my book. And I have hired him and given him the information, and he hasn't, and been emailing him. And I haven't got any word back from him. I've called him. I haven't got anything. And I'm just wondering what's going on with him and why he hasn't contacted me. And his name is Rick.
Okay.
Aww.
Nancy, let me ask you a question or two first before we pick a card for you. Do you have an agreement with him in writing or a contract, or have you exchanged money? Or
No, I hired him from an online freelancing service. And no, he has been hired, but he hasn't done any work yet, so there's been no exchange of money.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, Kate, do you want to pick a card first?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I hate to say this, but my mind is going through other people that I know that might be better than this person. Okay, I am going to. I don't know what your relationship is with this person or anything. Oh, you said you don't even know this person. Is that it?
Correct. I just hired him a few days ago.
Okay, I'm going to center myself here, and I will draw. It's the Seven of Pentacles, and it is upside down.
Okay, that's actually great. And when did you said it was just a few days ago that you contacted him, or?
It was last week.
Or how long have you been in this process?
Well, with him, I've been working on this book for over 8 years, but I just hired him, I think it was Thursday.
Okay.
And we had some emails, and I think it was Friday, but here it's Tuesday, and he's not answering my phone calls or emails.
Okay, and, well, Kate, I think you did a great job picking this card, so thank you. I have a feeling it's probably perfect because the Seven of Pentacles is all about patience. So how appropriate, right? And
yeah.
upside down is really that impulse within us that wants to jump too quickly. And instead of acting from a center and really taking things slowly, and when it's reversed, we have a tendency to jump. And in jumping, we have a tendency to, we can really harm the process because everything's happening in its own timing. So really this card is really saying, I would give it a little bit more time. Slow down your own process. And I know you've been working on this for a long time, so I'm sure there's a lot of energy behind this. But I would just take your time, knowing that really the end result of your book is in its own timing, and you don't want to rush it. So this might just be part of the universe's way of slowing you down as well, knowing that the right timing will unfold, but just take it a little bit easier right now.
Okay. So it's more on me than on him then?
Well, you know, most of the time it is our own journey. You know, regardless of what's happening with someone else, it's how we orient to that situation, which is important. So, you know, at the moment, just because of how the card came up, I would say it's really just for you to step back just a little bit. Just wait it out.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, you'll know if it doesn't really unfold the way you want to in the next few weeks. But I think at least for this moment, the message is really just to hold on, be a little bit more patient, let things unfold in the right timing, and don't rush things.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
It's just what I needed to hear, too. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Perfect.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, I will place that back.
Nice pick,
and
Kate.
That was a beautiful... Yeah, I've like I said, this deck has been quite energized over the last few weeks. So now, let me just see here. We have...
Kate, do you mind if I just say something before we pick the next person?
Please do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just want to, because we really hadn't talked much, and I just want to give people a little more insight into the process here.
Yes.
You know, what I developed is this inquiry into clarity. So it's not so much divination, so I just want to toss that out there. What's really important is getting people back in touch with their own inner guidance and inner wisdom, which is often the cards just are gateways so that we can really get inside someone's process and work through until we can find the clarity. So there's a lot entailed here, but I just want to toss it out there so people maybe can shift their perspective a little bit, that we're really working from the inside out.
So in a lot of ways, you had heard my Bernie Siegel interview?
Yes, I have. It was great.
So that reminds me that the pictures that we might draw to reflect where we are, when, you know, wherever we are, is similar to the tarot card. If you draw a card, it's an inner reflection that every part of the card can speak to you.
Yes. Yeah, there's so many layers with the tarot cards. I mean, sometimes we're drawn into the images. Sometimes it's just the words themselves. But all in all, they are really just gateways into our own inner process, trying to help us see the truth and what's essential. You know, that's what really I'm aiming to, is get people to drop down and strip away from the surface details to see what's really important and what's really moving someone from a deep, deep place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a waking up our subconscious mind.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the times we're just, you know, we spend so much time being busy and running around that we don't even really know what's at the deepest core. So, you know, the tarot is just another gateway in for me, you know, among the many.
Among the many. Okay.
Among the many.
So we have area code 720. Welcome. 720 area code. Welcome.
Hello. Good evening. This is Michelle.
Good evening. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
Yes.
Very well.
Nice to hear your uplifting voice, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. My question is, I am actually going to meet a gentleman on Sunday, and I'm looking to start a business. And so he is supposed to be assisting me, like, to get some funding in order to do that. And I'm wondering, mm-hmm. do you see that panning out? And his name is John.
Okay, great. Well, I don't think I have too many questions for you, because we're just really looking for, you know, a beneficial response. Like, is this something that's going to be beneficial? So we could probably just jump right into the cards. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to concentrate on that and just see, just kind of feel into the energy of these mm-hmm. two, Michelle and John, and just see what is the card I want is more like an outcome card. You know, of these two people coming together, what is the outcome? What can be created between the two of them?
Okay. It's the Lovers upside down.
Okay. So, Michelle, I have questions for you now.
Okay.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
No.
Okay. So can you give me a little bit of a background of this connection?
Sure. Actually, he works for the state. I don't really know him, but he literally works for the state, and his job is, like, helping along, you know, small business to get started. And he's been there about 8 years now.
Okay. And how did you get in contact?
With him? I was actually referred to him by someone who didn't work with him, but he knows, I guess, in his department.
Okay. So you haven't met him yet? Have you talked on the phone or anything of that nature?
No, just email.
Okay. So you don't really have a good impression yourself
of
him?
No.
Okay. And when were you going to meet him?
On Sunday.
Okay. And regardless of what, you know, comes up today, you're still going to go through with the meeting, I would think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, great. I would go in with an open mind as possible, of course. What you'll be looking for during this meeting is to see if it's a really good fit for you, if the relationship is a good fit, if it could be really supportive. You know, from the tarot card, I get a sense that it might not be the right fit for you. It might not work out the way you want it to work out. But I would still leave the possibilities wide open to go into it and explore the idea. But just to know that... how the card turns up, you might be able to make a better connection somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry to be maybe a little disappointing there, but who knows?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Truth, yeah. I want the truth, so it's not disappointing, because no matter what, you know, I'm still going to make it happen. But I'm just wondering if this is an avenue in order to get things started.
Yeah, I might look elsewhere, really.
Okay.
But again, I would still go through for it, because anytime we enter into, you know, an interaction like this, we can learn a lot from it regardless of how it turns out. So I would say you might learn something really important, but it might not be exactly what you were hoping for.
Thank you.
You might
guys
actually
so much.
Learn. You might actually learn what it is you don't want.
Yeah, which is really important.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So just be use your body a lot during this interaction, and just make sure you really just sit with how it feels, because the Lovers are really a deep like soul card. So it's really how things like fit together. So it's you'll really feel it on a body response here. You know, if you can feel it fitting together or not working, you'll know it.
Okay. So just be very in tune to the way it feels, not so much anything else.
Yeah, I mean, usually like fit responses are very deep. So they happen on many different levels. It's not something you really need to think about. It's something that really is a full knowing that kind of pierces your body. So all you'll have to do is be open and receptive during the meeting and just see how you're feeling, you know?
Okay. I can definitely do that.
Okay.
That sounds like an adventure. Good luck with that. Yeah, thank
best
you.
Of luck.
Thank
see
you,
Michelle.
So much.
For calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pleasure talking with you.
All right. That was very interesting.
Yeah. Thanks again for picking Kate.
My pleasure. Did you have something you wanted to say before we have about a half hour more, and we are speaking with Gregory Bondi, who is our tarot card reader tonight. And I would like to say that I think this sort of format is very popular. You know, people really need some insights into certain parts of their lives, and this is a beautiful way to get it. So that is all I have to say at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay, so now we have area code 631. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne, and I liked the person for a long time. I see him on and off. I just wanted to see what you saw with the relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Suzanne?
Yes.
Hi, Suzanne. Could you repeat your question?
Yes, I've liked somebody for a while now, and I just want to see if you see the relationship working out.
Okay.
Oh, have you been seeing someone for a while?
Yeah, on and off. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. How long?
A year and 10 months.
Okay. Well, you know, before I want to pick the card, if you're open, how do you feel about your situation, the relationship?
I'd like more of a commitment.
Okay. So is there anything else besides that? Or,
no.
Okay. Okay. Well, great, Kate. You want to feel into that?
Absolutely. These one card draws are very succinct, aren't they?
Yes, you know, I also want to, for other people listening, invite that, you know, we could also do some more complex, you know, things that are up for people. So I welcome that as well. We want to go deeper.
I did want to, let's also concentrate on the fact that whatever anybody draws here, whatever card anybody else has, is speaking to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, Suzanne, your card is the Magician, right side up.
Okay, Suzanne, I have a feeling you probably have a very clear idea of what you want your life to look like. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, this is the Magician. The Magician is out to create the life she wants, he wants, she wants. So, and you're in charge of that. You're responsible for that. It's your vision. So I think, in essence, we might need to look at here, you know exactly where you want to be going, and then we need to see if this relationship fits into that or what's holding it back. Like you said, it seems like, you know, there's a commitment issue going on. But you're very clear on how you want your life to unfold. So that's what's really important here. I would hold that as the primary intention for yourself, to stay in that clarity, to keep moving forward with that clarity. And then, you need to see if the other pieces are going to fall into place with that. I know I'm not quite answering your question, but just by the nature of the card, I need to focus on that first, you know, that you're really the driver here, you know, and your clarity is really out there. So we can always pick another card to see, you know, how this other person is going to fit into this. But what's nice is I'm getting more of a sense of your energy.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah, let's pick one more. Let's just see how this other person is going to fit into this, you know, overarching idea you have.
And that is the Two of Wands upside down.
Okay, so usually what happens, Suzanne, with the Tarot, you know, you can ask a very specific question, but I have to be open to, well, the cards are just going to show me sometimes exactly what's going on. And within that context, then we have to find your place within it. So sometimes we're just getting place markers of energy and situations. So we can already see that. Like I interpreted the Magician, it's more you, and I'm seeing the idea of the intention and the vision. But now I'm getting another card, which is, again, just giving me a placement of energy, which is there's someone or this other person who's having a really hard time choosing between things, having a hard time making a choice, it seems. I don't know. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about this person or what's really hindering the commitment?
I don't know if he wants to be in a relationship.
Okay, and have you talked about that?
Yeah. And he just says he doesn't want a relationship. So I said, okay, I have to move on, but it's just hard.
Okay.
No, okay. I don't know if he's going to ever change, if it's just going to be like that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is more helpful then, to know a little bit more information, because then I kind of know a little bit more of what we really need to get out of your conversation. You know, so I mean, the card's telling me exactly that. It's someone who's not going to really be able to choose. They have a hard time limiting themselves down. Do you know why he has some of these issues? Does he generally have a lot of interests in his life that he also has a hard time narrowing down his interests?
I think so.
Okay. Does he kind of spread himself out?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he kind of a fiery person, would you say, if that made sense to you?
What do you mean?
Fiery. It's like someone who's kind of passionate, creative, or just... Okay. You know, this comes hand in hand a little bit with fire. Sometimes they can spread out, and sometimes we need to learn how to pull it in to make it more effective. Kate, I think maybe I'm going to have you pick one more. Maybe now that we kind of see the two energies at play, we have someone with a really clear vision and idea of their life and someone else who can't make a choice. Let's just see what the ultimate outcome is.
Okay. And that would be the Three of Pentacles upside down.
Okay, Suzanne, I would say what the cards are really kind of illuminating is that this person's really not going to be able to support you in the way that you want to be supported, in the way that life really wants to be supported on an earthly plane, so to speak. The Pentacles are all about home, finances, health, and really just how we really ground into this reality. So upside down Three of Pentacles is that the support structure just isn't there. And so we really can't really progress along the path of the Pentacles, which is really a grounding into life and really, in some sense, security. So I would say it's probably not going to move in the direction you want to. I would say that you being the magician, I would really hold on to that, keeping that really clear in mind that you have a lot of energy and you can bring that forth, but I wouldn't hold out too much longer for this.
No, I'm trying to look for someone who wants the same things I want to. I'm not having an easy time finding that.
Well, you know, all you have to do is hold the intention and let the world work. You know, don't go searching.
No, because I know, because I'm going online, and it's like, forget it.
No, that usually doesn't work. You know, that usually attracts the wrong type of person.
Yeah.
All you have to know is, well, I would say two things real quick, Suzanne, is that you can't be looking if you have another relationship going.
Well, I really don't have another relationship going. It's more like friends.
Okay, but I would still encourage you to clear this up and really clear it up. You know, if you're sure it's not going to go on, or if, you know, it sounds like you have some sort of relationship, but I would make it as clear as possible, because that kind of energy can really hold you back. So I would really just suggest that you really take some time to think about that, and then when you move forward, just be centered in knowing what you want, but just leave the rest of the work to the world.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I'm supposed to see somebody Thursday. Then I said, how about Saturday? And instead of calling me and talking and everything, they're like, oh, good, then I don't have to make a pot of coffee. I don't even feel like going on this date.
Well, you know, the stronger we are in ourselves, the more we'll attract, you know, the higher quality. Just in general, the world responds to us. So, you know, take time to be as strong as possible in yourself before you go looking.
I think I want to cancel the date, though. It's just, ugh.
Yeah. that might be just what you need to do right now.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Oh, that's very sweet.
Yes.
Now, we have 17 more minutes, so let me bring on area code 602. Area code 602. Welcome.
Hello. My name is Evelyn.
Hi. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. My question is, I'm actually trying to move forward. I'm moving forward in making decisions on, like, relocating, moving, and do you see this as a positive time and I should go for it?
Okay. And you're clear on where you're going, Evelyn?
Well, I have an idea of where I'm going. I'm not quite clear on anything.
Okay. And do you have a time frame in mind yourself when you want to have these things start moving for you?
No.
Okay. So it's real general. You just want to see if it's the right time to even be thinking about moving?
Correct.
Okay. And can I ask, you know, information for me is really helpful. Are you changing everything, like new home, new job, or is it something very specific, just location? Or?
Well, both. I'm looking for a new location for, you know, a new home, and hopefully a new job in the process, too. I want to change, and I want out of the area I'm in. I wanted to go out of state, but I think that might be too challenging, so I think I'm just going to move to the other end of the city.
Okay. Okay. Well, great, Kate. Do you need anything else before you pick? Or?
No, that's great.
Okay.
And that is the Four of Cups upright.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Sometimes I like to look at the card as well, so I'm going to take mine out. I have the image in front of me. Okay. So, Evelyn, how long have you been where you've been at?
Well, I've been in this one area, you know, for over 20 years, so the area itself. I mean, but I'm living in an apartment right now, and I just wanted to get out of an apartment and look more into having a house and purchasing one.
Okay. And so it might, I meant you were saying it has to do with the area, but that to me that could also be separated from the area. Like you just want a house, so it could be in the same area.
Okay. It could, but I think the housing over here is more expensive. So the area I'm looking at is less expensive for a house because it's more on the outskirts. And if that would be a good thing to do.
Okay. Well, I mean, the card you picked is really interesting. Were you able to hear the last caller by any chance, Evelyn?
Yes, I heard the last caller.
Okay. So you kind of understand that sometimes the tarot is just pinpointing energies for me and showing us what's actually happening and what could be motivating the person. And sometimes it's not so important for me that, you know, the answers all come from a card because that's not really the purpose anyway. The answer needs to come from within you. But what I find this card interesting is that it's really just kind of indicating that you're kind of a little bit bored with the routine of things, or the routine of things seems heavy, lacking the passion that maybe you once felt, the excitement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all of those things become motivating forces, you know, for us to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
But the Four of Cups is a little bit of a different journey in itself, knowing that sometimes we have to sit through these times because we get something different out of the experience. We get something much deeper. So I guess maybe if I was going to try to answer your question, I would say I'm not so sure I would move right now if I was really just focusing on this card. I would maybe take the opportunity to keep sitting with those feelings and go deeper into myself. We can pick another card, you know, because, again, this is just a placement of energy, really just showing me what's motivating you. So
right.
I'm definitely open to picking another card. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, Kate, I kind of see this, and, you know, the Four of Cups in itself could give me that indication that maybe it is time to really wait a little bit. So I just want to kind of get a clear response from the cards. You know, is that really what's being called for? Or is it just that simply this energy is the motivating force and we need to see where it's going to go?
I have the Ace of Pentacles upright.
Okay. Well, then I would say, Evelyn, that I'm glad we picked another card. So that card was really just showing me what you're really feeling. Like, after being somewhere so long, really the routine sets in, and the cups is all about emotions. And so when it gets to the Four, which is a really structured card of the Earth, it often feels that. It feels like it wants to start looking around. It feels kind of anxious in the sense that it's feeling kind of tied down and boxed in a little bit, and it wants to free up the energy. So, you know, I could go both ways with that. Like, sometimes it's important to sit with it, and then sometimes it's important to move with it. So I would say your next card was really a good indication of where the energy wants to go. And so it really is, the Ace of Pentacles is really a good time. It means that there's, like, fertile ground for something to really develop, especially around a job and a house. So I think you got the clear light to go for it.
Oh, yay, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so, and, you know, and stepping into something new with the Aces is really great because it opens up a whole new world and a whole new path. So, you know, I would say that probably a lot of things will open up for you once you make that next step.
Okay, and then did you say that you saw, like, there would be a job change also with the location change as far as housing, like, you know, my environment, like for a home?
Well, the Ace of Pentacles encompasses all of that, so it's really up to you. You know, that is definitely a possibility. The Ace of Pentacles has to do with new homes, new jobs, something to do with health. So it really is broad in that it could encompass all of it or just one aspect of it. But I would say it's really up to you what you want to take with that Ace of Pentacles. But there certainly is availability for things to work out in your favor.
Oh, good, good. Oh, that's so good. I've just finally said, you know, it's just really time to move with it. And because I have been sitting a number of years and, you know, and not making the transition. And then it's like all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, there's other things, that, you know, that held you back too. And it's like, I think this is a good time. I think that leash is kind of loosened and I can make these choices, but I just wanted to make sure that was the right path to go, though, like you said.
Yeah, we always want to know because we want to be in line with our deepest self and a bigger truth in our life. So, yeah, it's really good to check in and see where things are flowing and if we're on the same path. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so
great.
Congratulations. You know, wish you best on your journey.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, thank you.
How you doing there, Kate?
I'm good. We have several more people. I'm not really sure if we can get to everybody, but let me have here 17 area code. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you. I just want to let you know that part of the readings have been cut off. It just goes into dead air.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. What's happening?
I think it's probably going to be okay in the archive, and it's probably going to be okay for the people who were listening on the telephone.
Exactly, because I don't think you know that there's, as you do a reading, certain parts of it will be cut off. I think it's going to be okay in the archives.
Okay.
Yeah, it usually is, yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Well, my question is in regards to actually work. I accepted a job and then I just felt that it wasn't the right. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Then I felt that it actually wasn't a right fit for me. So I had some guilt over that. And I just want to know if I made the right decision. Well, it doesn't matter now.
Okay, so... go ahead, Kate.
You are in the job now?
No, I am not. No, I am not.
Okay.
Oh, so you realized it wasn't a good fit and you left and you're feeling... you're feeling a little guilty that you did that?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, gosh, I meant I'm going to cast you a little bit more. I mean, I would really trust yourself.
Right.
I mean, you had a really clear response that it wasn't right. What wasn't working for you?
It felt like, when I went in for the interview, it was, it felt great. The synergy, felt really great. And when I actually came in for the job, it was almost as if the energy had changed. I don't know if there was something in me that changed.
Okay.
And I just felt that this wasn't a fit.
And how long did you test it out?
And that's the thing, I didn't test it out.
Oh, so it was your first day? How long, I mean, you said when you went in again, it just didn't feel right. What do you mean by that? When you actually started or just when you went back for, are you still there? Kate?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if that call was dropped or not. What area code did I say?
I'm sorry. I wasn't quite aware of that.
No, I'm not either. She may call back in, but we could try to do somebody else before.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. See, this is what I mean. It cuts off.
Well, it actually might be a problem with your line.
Yeah, it could be cutting off from your end. Yeah, not sure. I just don't know. But anyway, should I draw a card for this, or did you have some other questions, Gregory?
Well, because she cut off, I just wanted some clarification. You probably answered it when you went dead, but you said, did you actually start the job, or when you?
Yes, I actually started the job.
And how long did you? How long were you there?
I'm going to say maybe about 4 hours.
Oh, it was really that quick.
It was, yeah. Right when I walked in.
You must have really hated it, is all I can say.
No, actually, I didn't. It was a great fit, and I was excited about it. And just that when I walked in, they were actually seemed surprised that it was me.
Oh, surprised that you were there?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Have you ever had anything like this happen before?
No.
Okay. Okay, Kate, I don't know. Let's pick a card.
Right. Okay. It sounds like a very strange experience.
It was.
Okay, go ahead.
Kate, you pick. I want to talk while you pick, so just concentrate
okay,
on
this
that.
Okay, this is the six of cups upright.
Six of cups?
Six of cups upright.
Okay. Did you actually have a chance to talk with them about this?
I actually talked with the vice president of the company, because she was the one that I spoke to in regard to the.
Whoops.
I think there might be something wrong with her phone, don't you? By the way, it just kind of clicked off.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're having some reception issues.
Yeah. And we really only have 4 minutes left. I hate to start somebody else, and I hate to.
Okay.
And if she comes back on, we need to try to get to the root
of
it.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay, we keep losing you. How did your conversation go when you talked to the vice president?
It went well. And, you know, I said, you know, this is how I'm feeling. And, I apologize that, you know, things didn't quite work out. But
and
I explained it to her. And, you know, she said, well, you know, I can understand that. And, you know, she's going to talk to the actual people in the office. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is awful. This is terrible. It was just they were startled and weren't really ready or was expecting me.
Yeah,
and I had to ask them, and I said, do you know that I'm here for the job and that I accepted the job?
And what was
their response?
And
they were like, oh, of course. Oh.
Well, I mean, things like this are never a great indication, which is why you were so triggered, I would think. You know, I mean, it doesn't, when you walk into something, you want to feel, you know, supported. You want to feel like they're ready. You know, all things that would be good indication for how things are going to move forward. And also, like sometimes, at least I've had the experience, is, you know, the seed is really set from the beginning. You know, like when we meet someone or when we start someone, if we're really conscious of how things begin,
right.
You know, we can really see how things will unfold from that point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say you made the best decision you could, definitely,
right.
You know, because
right.
it might not have been a good indication for things to come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel guilty because I'm like, you know, I've been waiting so long to actually, you know, get a job. So I guess in a lot of ways, I was kind of, you know, desperate. And
yeah.
And I was just about, you know, to settle for anything, no matter what it was.
I think
you made a good decision.
Yes, I feel that
was right.
Yeah,
was
I
right
feel
for
that
you
exactly. And I have. That's the one thing that I'm really working on is that, you know, to stand in my truth. Maybe not everybody will agree with it.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's right.
You know,
Let me just tell you all that we're about to be cut off on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And I just want to thank you all for calling. Thank you for calling in. And thank you, Gregory, for being such a gracious tarot card reader.
You're welcome.
Just wonderful.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
We will talk soon.
Okay, everyone. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.